From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Syrian Democratic Forces say that they have recaptured the country's largest oil field. The government lost the Al-Anwar field to other insurgents in 2013. SDF says with air support from the U.S.-led coalition, Sunday it recaptured the field. And meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has issued a statement praising the SDF for recapturing the city of Raqqa from ISIS control. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on Sunday promoted improving ties between Saudi Arabia and Iraq as a way to counter Iran's growing military assertiveness in the region. Tillerson, participating in the initial meeting of the Saudi Arabia-Iraq Coordination Committee in Riyadh, told the Saudi king and Iraqi prime minister that their improving links showed great potential. The top U.S. diplomat said the United States is grateful for this progress. And someone said that we are facing in our region serious challenges in the form of extremism. The World Health Organization rescinded Sunday its appointment of Zimbabwe's longtime president, Robert Mugabe, as a goodwill ambassador. He became head of the WHO in July and had announced his appointment of Mugabe 2 days earlier during a conference in Uruguay, saying that the Zimbabwe could influence his peers in his region and praising the country's commitment to providing health care for all. Exit polls indicate that Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling coalition is on track for a comfortable victory in Sunday's general election. A TBS television poll has Abe's Liberal Democratic Party-led coalition retaining the two-thirds.